You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Labor-led government presented its 10-year draft policy on land transport. Transport Minister Phil Twyford emphatically claimed the government is changing the world after introducing what is a major shift in transport funding. $4 billion will be spent on improving public transport, which is rail and light rail, as well as active transport, which includes walking and cycling, and an extra $800 million will be used to improve road safety across the country. So why is it such a shift? Well, because the former national government has always put road improvement and expansion first, whether it was the creation of roads of national significance in areas like Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch or the Waikato region, or the since abandoned project of an east-west link in Auckland. The National Party never shied away from spending consequent amount on roads. Investing in rail never seemed to be the priority, even though urban population grew spectacularly, not only in Auckland, but in places like Hamilton or Tauranga. National actually campaigned to build 7 new roads of national significance and launched a petition earlier this year to retain these plans in vain. So how will this government, the current government, fund its ambitious public transport plan? Well, partly thanks to motorists who are expected to pay an extra 9 to 12 extra cents per litre at the pump. And Aucklanders will pay the higher price, having to also pay the regional fuel tax, meaning an extra 19 to 22 cents total. However, they might be the first recipients of improved public transports with light rail developments between downtown Auckland and the airport in planning, as well as busway from the airport to the eastern suburbs. So I spoke with Associate Transport Minister Julian Genta and started by asking her to briefly introduce the draft bill.
The draft policy statement is something that's been used by successive governments to allocate the National Land Transport Fund, which comes from petrol tax and fuel excise duty. It also guides much of the investment made by local government, whether that's in walking, cycling, public transport, local roads, local road maintenance. So the key changes from the new government are a real increased focus on the priority of safety, of access to employment and opportunities, friends, family, and environment and value for money. So we've got this change in focus. We want our transport system to deliver better outcomes for people and the environment, because that's its purpose, is to deliver for people. We're able to massively increase the amount of money that's going into public transport, walking and cycling, local roads, regional roads, road maintenance, road policing, safety improvements, because the national government spent so much money, an unbelievable amount of money, on just a few incredibly expensive highways. Simply by scaling back on some of those projects, we're able to massively increase the investment in rail, public transport, and the rest of the transport budget.
So you're talking about the roads of national significance, right?
Yep.
And so these are just going to be not happening anymore. Is that the idea?
Well, we have to finish the projects that have already been contracted. And so in the first 3 years, there isn't a huge reduction in the state highway category. But we are going to be able to improve many more kilometers of the road network simply by focusing on maintenance and the most important safety upgrades rather than wasting billions on just a few kilometers of gold-plated highway that will actually make congestion worse in Auckland and Wellington.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I've got figures that say $800 million spent in road safety improvements and $4 billion in developing rail. Is that all right?
That's over a 10-year period.
Yeah. And so, like you said, you're going to repeal those, or you're going to abandon, I guess, those extension of road.
No. I mean, the government, the National Party announced before the election that they would spend billions of dollars on 9 stretches of highway that have very low traffic volumes. So we're not going to go ahead with those because they don't make sense.
And so, but you saying that you're going to be able to save money, I guess, by not going forward with this?
Yeah, we'll be able to improve our local roads. And what's really interesting is that, you know, 50% of all the driving, cars, trucks, whatever vehicle, is on local roads. And for the last 9 years, the national party was spending more than twice as much, really more like three or four times as much on state highways as on local roads, even though at least as much of the driving is on local roads as on state highways. So we are also rebalancing the overall spend on roads so that it's going to be where people are actually driving.
And so most of the road safety improvements are going to be on those local roads, is that right?
Our most dangerous roads are actually local roads. That's where are the highest numbers of deaths and serious injuries. And councils have really been struggling to make the safety improvements that are needed. I'm hosting a road safety summit with local government this coming Monday. There'll be representatives from all of the local governments, and we'll be talking about how central government can support local government to make the improvements so people can finally stop dying and being seriously injured on our roads.
So that's mainly what's going to happen for local areas or local regions in New Zealand. But part of the funding is also going to come from the fuel tax that the government has announced, which means that road users, motorists around the country are going to pay extra at the pump to also help improve roads and also have a more diversified and improved public transport system. People who pay that, so they're going to be motorists paying for public transport. It's usually people that have to use their cars, people that, you know, some people have really crappy cars and they use a lot of petrol. They don't really have a choice. They can only use cars because they live in suburban areas where they don't have access to great public transport. And so while they're going to be waiting for those improvements in public transport, so they're going to have to pay a lot for it. Isn't there any other way we could have done that?
I challenge you to find a fairer way to pay for improvements to the transport system. You know, ultimately, the highest income people own the most cars, the biggest cars, drive the most. They'll be contributing most of the petrol tax. The increase that's been announced is in line with the increases that have happened over the last 20 years. Almost every year, there's a marginal increase to road user charges and fuel excise duties. And when you look at it as a percentage of the overall cost of transport costs to households, it's tiny. I mean, we're talking about an extra $5 a week. You know, it's the cost of a coffee a week, and it's going to be increased progressively. So, as we're increasing the investment and reducing the cost of public transport, we're also going to be seeing more choices available to people. And then, you know, there's these very slow, marginal, well-signaled increases to fuel tax coming. But really, they're at the low end of what would have been expected. So, you know, the previous national government was looking at a fuel tax increase of even more than what we're proposing, just to pay for those 9 roads that we talked about earlier that wouldn't help most people drive anywhere they need to go and wouldn't have provided alternatives.
But the main improvements at the moment will be in Auckland. It's a little bit Auckland-centric in terms of rail improvement. Obviously the regions will get safer roads.
There's nothing in the government policy. I mean, the government policy statement sets out a goal of increasing access across the country. There's nothing about it that specifies it's only happening in Auckland. This is something that's going to be happening across the country.
But you still have mentioned light rail in Auckland and busways and improvement there.
So that's where a third of the country lives and where the fastest growth is happening. But it's certainly the spend is not going to be limited to Auckland. We're envisaging investment in rapid transit in Wellington and Christchurch. And, of course, our policies on public transport will apply right across the country. And walking and cycling. Safe walking and cycling. This is one of the most affordable, healthy and beneficial ways for people to make those short trips.
You mentioned fare reductions for public transport. Is that right? How is that going to work?
Ultimately, those will be determined by regional councils, or in Auckland, it'll be Auckland Transport. But up until now, the central government for under national had a policy of requiring an arbitrary amount, 50% of the public transport fare to be met. The public transport costs to be met by the fares, and that was really constraining the ability of regional councils to invest and provide services to maximize people's opportunities to take public transport. And so it's kept public transport artificially costly. So I can say that we are going to remove that policy because it's a bad policy. And we've already written to the largest councils and asked them what they need to increase the number of people using public transport.
There's been national MPs, I'm thinking especially Hutt South, Chris Bishop, they've expressed worries regarding maybe not having the changes on roads, like on State Highway 2, for instance, on that specific case, not having those improvements go through if there's a shift in policy. Is there anything you can say about this?
Well, all of the improvements are going to be prioritized on the basis of how they're going to save lives and how they're going to improve people's access. So, you know, if those were projects that were worthwhile, then they'll still be funded. If they're not very good at saving lives and improving access for people, the money will be spent on projects that will do that.
Is there anything that you'd want to add?
I think that New Zealanders are just going to be absolutely thrilled in the next few years to finally see an efficient, well-functioning, safe transport system that provides them with real choices. And ultimately, we're going to be paying a lot less for transport as time goes by because we're finally going to provide those real alternatives to people, as well as making the cost-effective safety upgrades all across the country rather than just spending all the money on a few really expensive highways.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.